Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so excited to see such a full crowd for Faith Health Research. That's always very encouraging. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the second phase of a two-phase study that I conducted actually as a part of my dissertation research. And what we did in that study was develop and then subsequently evaluate a spiritually framed breast cancer screening message on increasing mammography intentions among African-American women. And I have no financial relationships to disclose, so as Dr. Garza said, I'm clean. and I'm going to follow a standard manuscript outline, but because we are all pretty much familiar with this literature, I'm going to try to go quickly through the background and significance so we have more time to talk about the methods and the results and the implications of the research. So let's jump right into it. In 2002, the Institute of Medicine released a report entitled Speaking of Health, Assessing Health Communication Strategies for Diverse Populations. And within this particular report, the IOM stated that belief systems, religious and cultural values, and group identity are all powerful filters through which information is filtered and processed. And so, as Dr. Garza's participation highlighted, spirituality is a very important aspect of African-American community and compared to a lot of other racial and ethnic groups, even in comparison to Latina populations, African-Americans are still reporting higher levels of religiosity and spirituality. And so spirituality is important in terms of behavior modification, right? So health communication provides a promising strategy for us to actually encourage behavior change within this population. So spirituality is one of the most important aspects that helps us to define African-American culture. The religious and spiritual values are very deeply ingrained within African-American culture, and particularly the African-American church is a very important institution within the African-American community. And so as our first presenter pointed out, the African-American church is a venue that we can use to promote behavior change. And so particularly among African-American women, we know that within the African-American church, the pews tend to be filled with women. Some churches, 70 to 80% women. So even more so than African-American men and women from other racial and ethnic groups, women are particularly reporting higher levels of spirituality. And then particularly with cancer, with populations who are diagnosed with cancer, several studies have suggested that over 80% of African-American cancer patients report praying for their health. And so in the scientific literature, there's this there are these mixed findings about the relationship between spirituality and health. So you have this negative association and this positive association. So on the negative side, there are constructs like the passive dimension of spiritual health, locus of control. You have cancer fatalism. And these constructs suggest that individuals believe that only a higher power is impacting their health outcomes, and so therefore there's little that the individual can do to change their health outcomes or to prevent death or premature death or disease. And so these constructs have been associated with delays in breast cancer screening among African-American women. And then on the other side of the coin, you have these more positive studies that suggest that spirituality is actually associated with more positive health outcomes, in particular cancer outcomes. So mechanisms such as better coping, increased acceptance to their disease, positive behavior change after their diagnosis, and psychosocial adjustment are associated with these better health outcomes. And so this study focuses on those more positive aspects of spirituality and how we can use those more positive aspects in our health communication messaging to increase or to promote positive health behavior change. And so this study is focused on mammography among African-American women. So just to briefly discuss why mammography is still a very important topic within the African-American community. African-American women, well, first of all, breast cancer is the single most commonly diagnosed form of cancer among African-American women. And African-American women are more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer before reaching the age of 40. We are prone to more aggressive subtypes of cancer, and then we're more likely to be diagnosed diagnosed in later stages of the disease, and there are various factors that contribute to this disparity in breast cancer mortality. Some of them include biology, as I just mentioned, a propensity to these higher grade, more aggressive forms of cancer, socioeconomic status, so education, income, also limited access to care. But as you can note, that those first three are not easily modified through behavioral health intervention. So something that we can actually have an impact on is late-stage diagnosis. So African-American women are more likely to be diagnosed in later stages of the disease. And research shows that a three-month or more delay after a lump has been self-identified is significantly associated with increased mortality. So it's important that we get these messages out there so that African-American women are screened in a timely manner. So early detection is key. And so this study actually uses the elaboration likelihood model of persuasion as a framework for the way our variables were established. And the elaboration likelihood model, or ELM, is not as utilized in the public health literature as it is more so in communication, marketing, and psychology literature, but it's becoming more popular in public health, and particularly with health communication. And so essentially what the elaboration likelihood model suggests is that the more that a message causes an individual to think about the information or elaborate upon that information, the more persuasive that message is. And so the elaboration likelihood model describes two distinct pathways in which information is processed. You have a peripheral route of processing, and then you have a central route of processing. And so the peripheral route of processing involves the individual, it occurs when the individual focuses on the more superficial cues of the message, so the color scheme of the message, or whether or not there's a celebrity that's endorsing the information that's presented within the message. And so research suggests that peripheral processing is not stored to long-term memory, so those messages are easily forgotten. And then you have the central route of processing, and those are the more deep processing that occurs when more deep a processing of the message happens. And with central message processing, the individual tends to connect with the information in the message, and they're able to connect their prior knowledge with the new information that's presented, and that information is then stored into their long-term memory, and it's available for retrieval at a later time. And so central message processing is really the goal for health communication because it's associated with behavior modification. And so in this study, we were really looking at whether or not spiritual framing of our breast cancer screening message is associated with central message processing and then ultimately mammography intentions. And I'll talk to you more about the way those variables were measured in the method section. So the purpose of the study was to test the effectiveness of a spiritually framed breast cancer screening message compared to a more traditional message on increasing mammography intentions among a sample of African American women. And there were three distinct specific aims that guided the study. The first aim was to examine the extent to which spiritual framing was associated with central message processing, as we just described, and then also examine the extent to which spiritual framing was associated with increased mammography intentions. And we assessed intentions on two based on two distinct ways. We looked at the intent of the individual to obtain a mammogram, and then also the intent of the individual to recommend a mammogram to a family member or a loved one. And I'll tell you a little bit more about why we did that in a second. And then the third aim was to examine the mediating role of central message processing in the relationship between framing and mammography intentions. So essentially that model that I just showed you. So our participants included African-American women who were aged 25 years and older and who were able to read, write, and understand English. And there were two main reasons why we expanded our age criteria to include women who were as young as 25, mainly The main reason was that we were interested in this concept of intergenerational communication. And so within the African-American family, we know that the oral tradition is very important, and information is typically passed down from the older generations down to the younger generations. But there's this new body of literature that's emerging that describes this upstream intergenerational communication pathway, where the younger generations are now transferring information, particularly information about health, to the older generations. And so we wanted to include these individuals in the study so that we can have their perspectives. And then also, as I mentioned earlier, African American women are more likely to develop breast cancer before reaching the age of 40. So it was important for us to get these women exposed to these messages early. And we used a convenient sampling approach. Our data were collected across 7 cities within the United States, and we used a randomized controlled trial design for this study, where individuals received either were randomly assigned to 2 groups, either a spiritually framed group or a traditional group. And then the data were collected using self-report surveys. So the survey packets included a letter of invitation to the study, and then a demographic questionnaire, and then a thought listing form. So the way that we were able to measure central message processing was through this thought listing technique. And the thought listing technique is often associated with the elaboration likelihood model. So essentially, we asked the participants to write down all of the thoughts that they had as they were reviewing the message, and then to rate those thoughts as either positive, negative, or neutral. And so that's the way we were able to define central message processing as the number of thoughts that an individual had while they were reading the message. So that's the elaboration. And then the ratio of positive to negative thoughts, so that's polarity. And then our main outcome variable was mammography intentions. And so mammography intentions was measured twice. We measured it before the individual reviewed the message, and then we measured it again after they reviewed the message. And we calculated the change score. So we wanted to see if mammography intentions increased as a result of reading the message. And then our data were analyzed. First of all, we analyzed our data. We conducted some bivariate analyses. So the purpose of the bivariate analyses were to describe the sample, but also to assess any baseline differences in our control group versus our intervention group. And then we conducted multiple linear regressions so that we can look at the impact of spirituality on elaboration, polarity, and mammography intentions. And then finally, we did a structural equation model so that we could test the mediated effect of central message processing on the relationship between framing and intention. So we did the SEM model in order to test mediation. So these were the 2 messages that were evaluated during this study. So the message on your left is a message that was developed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for a multimedia campaign that was used to encourage mammography among African American women. So the message to your right was developed in our initial study, where we did a qualitative analysis to actually adapt that traditional message and include some spiritual elements. So the intent in developing the spiritually framed message was that it differed from the traditional message in only the spiritual content. So the color scheme, the imagery, the amount of text was the same, because we wanted to be able to analyze whether or not the spiritual elements that we incorporated into the other message increased the effectiveness. So the traditional message had a banner at the top that read, "You can't put a price on life." And then there was an informational paragraph that basically said, the sooner you have a mammogram, the greater your chances of finding cancer in its early stages and making a full recovery. And it goes on to say, it's a small price with big benefits on your life. And based on our qualitative analyses, we changed the banner of the message to include the sentence, "The body is a temple." And then we rearranged some of the text and added two spiritual sentences. You are not given the spirit of fear, but of power over your health. And visiting a medical professional does not mean you lack faith. It means you're acting on your faith. And these are all sentences were developed out of a qualitative study where we conducted focus groups and did one-on-one interviews. So this data came from the community themselves. So now the results. So table one describes the categorical bivariate associations in our study. So as you can see, there were no, we kind of had like perfect randomization because there were no significant differences between our two groups at baseline. So in education level, income, marital status, insurance status, breast cancer history, there were no significant differences. And then table two describes the continuous bivariate association. So these were t-tests, and again, perfect randomization. There were no significant differences in age, level of religiosity and spirituality, pre-mammography intentions, because as I told you earlier, intentions was measured two times. But then as you can see, elaboration and polarity, which were two of our mid-level outcome variables, there was a significant bivariate association between group assignment and central message processing as measured by these two variables. So individuals who were in the spiritually framed group had a greater number of thoughts, and they had a greater number of a greater proportion of positive thoughts as a result of reviewing the spiritually framed message. So that's at the bivariate level. And then at the multivariate level, we conducted multiple linear regression, and we had three different models. The first model was predicting elaboration, and we found that spiritual framing was associated with increased elaboration. Thank you so much. Drank it too fast. Excuse me, thank you. So, sorry. Thank you. Oh, so I need to point out that we did adjust, each of these models were adjusted for demographic characteristics, level of spirituality, level of religiosity, and those pre-intention mammography, those pre-stimuli mammography intentions that I mentioned earlier. So model one, that was predicting elaboration, spiritual framing did have a significant positive association on message elaboration. So individuals in the spiritual group had a greater number of thoughts. And then also in model two, spiritual framing along with religiosity was positively associated with increased mammography intentions. And then finally in our third model, which was predicting post-mammography intentions, where we adjusted for their pre-intentions, it was not, this model, spiritual framing was not associated with increased mammography intentions, but pre-intentions. So this was kind of an interesting finding. We found that at first it didn't make sense, but there was a significant negative association between pre-intentions and the post-intention change scores. But then when you think about it, it really does make sense, because essentially what this is saying is that if an individual had really high mammography intentions prior to reading the message, then their change score was essentially zero. So if they were very likely to get a mammogram before reviewing the message, and they were very likely after, then their change score was zero. And then we conducted a structural equation model to test the mediated effect of central message processing and the relationship between our two variables. And this is the final model that provided good fit to the data. And what we found that there was a significant indirect effect of polarity, or those positive thoughts, in the relationship between spirituality and post-intention. And so as we just noted in our last regression model, there was not a significant direct association between spiritual framing and mammography intentions, but there was this significant indirect effect based on polarity. And so in conclusion, what we found was that spiritual framing was associated with greater central message processing. And specifically, it was polarity. So as you noticed in the structural equation model, elaboration dropped out, but it was the increased positive thoughts that were generated by the spiritually framed message that actually impacted an individual's mammography intentions. And so this study was strengthened by the use of a non-church-based sample. So if anybody is familiar with the faith health literature, many of the studies that we have in our that we have in our body of literature are based on church samples. And so what this study was able to demonstrate was the embedded nature of spirituality within the African-American community. And so because we use this community-based sample, we were able to demonstrate that even within this sample, spirituality was an effective means of increasing mammography intentions. And then this study also provides an evidence-based approach for evaluating the spiritually-based health communication material. And so it actually provides a step-by-step evidence-based empirical approach to evaluating these types of messages. And then this study we have to consider some limitations in terms of how we interpret these data. So first of all, we use a non-random sample, so that limits the generalizability of our sample. So the women in our sample were fairly high socioeconomic status, and they had pretty high incomes, mostly were insured. So that's not representative of the national population of African American women. So when interpreting these findings, we have to keep that in mind. And then also we assess mammography intentions as a proxy for mammography behavior, but future studies should look at actual mammography behavior, possibly employing a more longitudinal design to follow women over time to see if they actually did have mammograms. And I'm going to skip through the implications because I kind of went through those in the conclusions. But I do want to acknowledge the 200 women who participated in the study, as well as my co-authors. Dr. Mindy Spencer is actually in the back. She's my dissertation chairperson. And so I want to acknowledge her. And then also today is my mother's birthday. And she passed away of breast cancer in 2000. So I want to dedicate this to her.